the railway level crossings they want to close, they're all around Turello, are they?
There's two at Turello, mm-hmm. one on Turello Road and one on Anderson's Road, and there's one at Bald Hills,
right, okay.
Grays Road.
The ones near you that are looking to be closed, what sort of effect would it have on you, and what are your concerns?
Me and a handful of local farmers, it's going to complicate our lives, beyond belief, really. Our local track, which from my house to my back paddock is a kilometre, would probably turn into between a 15 to 20k round trip to get to. Dragging machinery or carting sheep that way is just not an option.
Mm-hmm. So from 1 kilometre, and if they close the level crossing to 20k's to get from to your other paddocks.
Yeah, and I've got a small parcel of land over the back. David Myers, next door neighbour, he's got quite a large parcel of land and owns a house which would be on a dead end road, only access in from the north. There'd be three houses which would be in that same situation, and in the event of a fire coming off the Clunes Creswick Road, most bad fires will come in from the north and mm-hmm. it landlocks them.
Right, okay. Now, for people who aren't necessarily familiar with Turello, north of Ballarat, not as far as Clunes, what, about two-thirds of the way Ballarat to Clunes?
Yeah, that'd be fair to say, yep.
And these level crossings, it connects the Creswick-Clunes Road to the Ballarat-Clunes Road?
Yes.
When you go across the realm. I am actually familiar with both of the level crossings. Are they dangerous, Steve, do you think?
Look, I don't say that they're not dangerous. They are.
One of them is on a significant angle, is it not?
They're both on a reasonable angle. One of them they've sighted because of the angle. The other one they've sighted because of a crest in the line. So you don't get good access to see a train travelling at 100 kilometres an hour travelling through. That's V-Line's sighting as to why they want to close the crossings. But from what we've been told by V-Line, every crossing between Ballarat and Maribyrnong has to have boom gates on it from a safety aspect.
Right, okay.
So it's a case of close the road or put boom gates there, and there's no other options. So stop signs, flashing lights, they're not options to have.
Could you live with one of the crossings being closed if it comes down to finances and you can organise that sort of compromise, or do they need to stay open for your business, your farm business?
From my farm business, if they were to close one of the crossings, the one that's further away from me, then we could live with that. But other farmers around, they travel both crossings to get sheep from one place to the other. And Ballarat-Maribyrnong Road's a very busy road. Mm. Driving sheep up and down that road is just not an option. To have sheep out there 8, 10, 12 times a year travelling 5 kilometres up that road it's not an option.
Okay.
It becomes an issue then that those farmers would have to truck their sheep from one place to the other, build a set of yards at the other end, so it becomes quite a significant cost to them.
Mm.
That road is also a road that's used to bypass Clunes for heavy machinery. So if they were to close those crossings, you would have air seeders, field bins, headers, which would all have to travel down through Clunes. And I'm not sure whether you're a bowling person, but anyone that travels down while bowls is on would realise in Clunes that you can't fit heavy machinery down that access road to get from A to B if you're travelling.
When you raised these sorts of issues at the meeting yesterday, had any of this stuff been considered? Was the local knowledge there, or was it the first time some of those representatives had realised the complexities of closing these crossings?
Look, I'm not sure whether... I think V-Line are looking to keep their cost as low as they can, and I guess we're all in that same boat in our farming. We're trying to do the same thing, but... I don't think that they've overly considered a lot of the aspects. They're just looking to get their costs down. The city of Ballarat had some representatives there, and Trevor Wolfenstein, he had noted a lot of these things, and he seemed to be fairly favourable towards lobbying state government to get boom gates put there.
Okay, Steve, from your understanding, who actually makes the final decision? Whose mind do you have to change or convince?
From our understanding, and we've spoken to most of the guys in the City of Ballarat, it's their decision. The councillors will make the decision. And from there, if they choose to leave the gates open, well, that then becomes V-Line's problem to find the money to do to put boom gates or whatever else. But it's, from what we understand, it's a road closure, not a crossing closure.
Mm-hmm.
And the roads are in the power of the government, in the power of local government.
Okay, all right. Did anyone give you a timeline as to when a decision is likely to be made?
We've got, I think, 14 days to put submissions in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I presume after they go to submissions, it would be at the next council meeting or thereabouts.
Yeah.
So I would suspect that they'd be looking to make a decision in the next month.